Pakistani Prime Minister Yousaf Reza Gilani has arrived here in Kabul for wide-ranging talks with Afghan President Hamid Karzai to boost security and trade ties. Gilani has said Pakistan will support Afghanistan to improve its security, implying that the peaceful Afghanistan means a stable Pakistan.
Afghanistan and Pakistan, they are not only neighbors, they are not only friends. We have old ties of centuries.
Afghan officials have always blamed Pakistan for what they call its failure to crack down on militants who cross the border to Afghanistan. And this made difficult the attempts to find a political solution to the Afghan war. Now it seems the Afghan government has taken a new approach to Pakistan. President Karzai describes Pakistan's efforts and his country as commendable. It seems that Karzai has realized that Pakistan is part of the solution. He cannot bring the Taliban leaders to the negotiating table without having Pakistan on board.
Facts on the ground leave us no room but for friendship and strong and stable and growing.
Pakistan intensified its military operations against the militants in the northwest tribal regions after U.S. President Obama announced the pullout of the American troops in July 2011. But analysts say there are fears that the regional player India can emerge as a powerhouse here in Afghanistan. Pakistan views India's growing influence here as a threat to its own interests in the region.
I think Pakistan is are living in a state of paranoia vis-a-vis of India, and they always fear that a friendly government in Kabul towards India could create a problem for Pakistan.
India says its role in Afghanistan is a helpful one, but it also says Afghanistan must not become a safe haven for militants to launch attack against India.
The visit of Mr. Gilani follows a surprise and brief visit by the U.S. President Obama to the Bagram Air Base north of Kabul. He met with top U.S. officials as well as troops there, but he did not meet President Karzai. The U.S. officials said the meeting had to be cancelled due to bad weather, but the fact that Obama didn't go to Kabul on a clear starry night has raised serious questions about relations between the two sides. Faiz Khurshid, Press TV, Kabul.